You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. When the Jags come with you, Falcons, what you gonna do? Browns, what you gonna do? Carolina, what you gonna do? Them Jags coming for you. Yeah, them taking Jags, here they come.
Welcome back to Locked On Jaguars, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Christopher Thornton. I will be solo again tonight, so you won't hear Zach Goodall's lovely voice. If you missed him, he'll be back tomorrow, but tonight you have to deal with myself. Today's episode is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. An interesting day in Jacksonville again regarding the playoffs. We'll get into that in a little bit. But just heading on over to the practice fields, the Jaguars released the injury reports for today. And Avery Jones did not practice again for a second straight day, as well as Marquise Lee did not practice with that ankle injury. Mercedes Lewis went from limited to did not practice with that ankle injury. It looks like he might not play this week. We'll see how he comes out tomorrow. Blake was a full participant with that right wrist injury, and Blair Brown was a full participant coming from the concussion, so it looks like he might clear the protocol and play this week, which is always good to be at full strength at all positions. Keelan Cole was limited with a quadricep injury for the second straight day, as well as Alan Hearns was limited with an ankle injury. Lorente McCray was also limited with a knee injury, as well as Cam Robinson limited for the second straight day with an abdomen injury. No new names on the list this week, or today, I should say, for the Jags, so I guess that's a good thing. Nobody coming off as well, but it's always good to be healthy kind of going into this playoff push, where Doug Marrone did say that the starters will start and play. So that's something to look forward to, whether it be for fantasy or just to beat the Titans, because nobody likes the Titans. And then going on over to Tennessee, their schedule is different than the Jags this week. I don't know what it is, but the report... would you look at this? So the information I gave you guys yesterday, I guess, was off. The Titans have not updated their injury report since week 3. So that news that I gave you yesterday was actually false, and I apologize for that. Let's see if we can maybe pull up an updated injury report from NFL.com. There we go. Week 17. They have two people on their injury report for week 17, which is very, very low. Logan Ryan, their cornerback from free agency, was their, I guess, the consolation prize for not winning the AJ Boye sweepstakes. Jaguars obviously winning that. He did not practice. The injury is undisclosed. And DeMarco Murray did not practice. We did mention that he has that third degree MCL tear. That is, in fact, true. I was not lying to you. But so just two guys, Logan Ryan and DeMarco Murray. I'm sure there's probably a few more guys banged up, and they might just not be on the list. But according to NFL.com, they only have two injuries, so not a whole lot looking there. A starting running back and a starting cornerback. So I mean, DeMarco says he'll play, but I would figure it'd be Derrick Henry getting most of the carries going into this Week 17 matchup against the Jags. Nothing too intriguing there on either side of the ball. I mean, obviously it'd be nice for some more receiver help for the Jags. If Alan Hearns can play, that'd be great. It doesn't look like Marquise will play, and I don't blame him. I mean, that ankle injury looked bad. I thought it was broken, and it just happened to be, I guess, a sprain. So we'll take that. We need to be fully healthy. Hopefully Keelan Cole can get back for the playoffs. That'll also be really helpful because, like I said, we are thin at receiver. We all thought we were going to maybe get our saving grace in Jalen Strong and finally playing, and then he tears his ACL in his first active week with the Jags, which was definitely disheartening watching, because I feel like a lot of us were kind of just rooting for the guy to just make the team, or not make the team, but become active and play, and he does. He ends up catching a touchdown pass and then tears his ACL. So, best of luck to Jalen Strong again, and hopefully we'll see him at a Jags uni next year, because I think he actually does bring something to this team from a talent standpoint. I guess kind of shifting over to our next segment would be the Jaguars announced today. Well, I mentioned it yesterday that it didn't look likely, but they were able to get the league's approval. The tarps are off for the wild card matchup in Jacksonville between, that's to be determined, and when and what time is also to be determined. But from the Jaguars official public relations and Jaguars.com, they stated the response from Jaguars fans to this week's playoff game ticket sales has been tremendous. We've watched firsthand as the community rallied behind the Jaguars during our last few home games, but the demand over the last 48 hours has exceeded expectations. During the regular season, NFL policy prohibits a change in seating capacity, and our sponsorships are sold on a season-long basis. Following yesterday's rapid sellout, this morning the Jaguars sought and received permission from the league and our sponsors Navy Mutual and FDOT, the Florida Department of Transportation's Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow campaign, to remove the tarps and sell those seats for our home playoff game next weekend. The Jaguars are grateful to the league and our gracious sponsors for allowing even more fans to be there to experience the Jaguars' first home game in nearly two decades. These additional 3,501 seats will go on sale Friday, December 29th at 10 a.m. via www.jaguars.com/playoffs. Tickets will only be available online and no walk-up requests will be taken at the box office. After those tickets are sold, the team will also make a limited number of standing room only tickets available to purchase. Obviously great news for fans trying to get into Everbank Field to see the Jaguars' first home game in the playoffs in 18 years. The resale market has been crazy, to say the least. Ticketmaster has a bunch of resale. A lot of people seem to be flipping tickets, which I personally don't like when people do that. I'd rather just everybody get at face value and be there for the Jags, but that's for another day. But yeah, 3,501 seats will be going up on the north ends, the north side of the stadium, or I guess east side or west side. The tarps are coming off, and that's all that really matters. 3,500 more Jags fans will be there. I believe that raises the official capacity for the game to near 70,000, which would be phenomenal. The energy should be electric at Everbank Field, especially if they get the time slot that people seem to be kind of leaning towards, which would be 4:30 on Saturday, making us the first playoff game of the 2017 NFL playoffs. It'd be just like Seattle, basically half a night game. Hopefully the game is good. Everybody's into it, making lots of noise. I hope we make a lot of noise on TV. That'd be fantastic. It's just incredible to see that. I mean, a few years ago, if you would have told me that the Jags would have to remove the tarps for a playoff game, I wouldn't believe you. I would say, are we hosting like the Steelers or something, and Steelers Nation or something is trying to get these seats? But to see that it's almost all Jags fans because the opponent has not been announced yet, is really encouraging, and guys like Mark Lamping and stuff and people in that organization are really having their hard work paid off. Shad Khan, as the owner, I'm sure is ecstatic because, I mean, his investment seems to finally be paying off in that the Jags are being successful on and off the field through ticket sales, merchandise, and on the field. Hopefully the team gets it done, but that's a discussion for next week. We still got to get through the Tennessee Titans in Nashville on New Year's Eve, which a lot of folks are starting to head up there. I feel like the Jaguars' presence is going to be strong up there. I tried to make the trip up there a few months ago, but I just couldn't fit into my budget. But I wish all my buddies and everybody who's going up there the best of luck. It's going to be cold, but hopefully a Jags win helps them. It's going to be kind of chilly since it will be 4:30. Up there for that game, but definitely hopefully the Jags bring home another win, and then I believe that would almost mathematically eliminate the Titans from the playoffs. So let's do it 2 years in a row, eliminate the Titans, and also hopefully for this playoff game we get some teal. I tell you what, the playoffs make for some great betting, and bowl season is here. And it's time to get on the action with mybookie.ag. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for payout? Sign up at mybookie.ag today and get paid fast when you win. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs, and you can even deposit using Bitcoin. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting the bowl games, you got to go to mybookie.ag. They're the only site I'd recommend. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out yourselves. They have odds on every matchup, as well as in-game live betting on all this season's NFL and bowl games. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate this offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. If you're going to bet, the only place to do it is at MyBookie. Now, looking at both sides of the Jaguars and the Titans, I feel like a kind of interesting matchup that's starting to play out. Following the hot December start for the Jaguars, the offense kind of sputtered for most of the 49ers game, and I think that's going to kind of lead to an intriguing matchup of the Jaguars offense versus the Titans defense. I know there's not a whole lot of playmakers on the Titans defense, but from a PFF standpoint, they actually have a pretty solid overall. You obviously have guys like Jarrell Casey, who came out into the media and kind of was talking stuff about running the division, and I don't really care about that hoopla. The Jags are AFC South champions. If you haven't got your merchandise already, go get that so you can ruin a Titans fan's day. But the Titans definitely have a few guys on defense that can make some noise. Kevin Byard is a really good free safety. He's definitely one of the up-and-coming guys in the NFL. And then Jarrell Casey on the D-line. Jonathan Cyprian out there at strong safety. That might be a weak point for Bortles to target. It'd definitely be fun to see Bortles throw a touchdown to a guy like Keelan Cole or Dede Westbrook over Jonathan Cyprian to maybe win in Tennessee and eliminate them. Cyprian, I don't believe he played week two against the Jaguars, so his first matchup against the Jaguars. But then you got guys like Adoree Jackson, who's been playing better as of late. He would probably be against Dede Westbrook or somebody like that. I'm not sure what happened to guy like Logan Ryan. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he's hurt. He's not showing up here. Or maybe he's just not starting. But nonetheless, they definitely have some playmakers in the back end. You got Wesley Woodyard, who has a pretty good rating as a right outside linebacker. Brian Arakpo out there on the D-line. But I think it really kind of comes down to the passing game. I feel like Fournette can have a decent day against the Titans. Looking at the first Titans game, I feel like that was kind of a fluke. I'll give the Titans credit, but I feel like the Jaguars didn't know how to handle week two. They just come off probably the biggest win in a while, beating the Texans in Houston and just kind of stomping them, really, and then coming back at home. I don't think they really knew how to handle the momentum, to be all honest. But the Jags have something. The Jags could do something this year that I don't think they've done in a very, very long time. And if they win this week, will be the first time they had not had a losing streak in a really long time. I couldn't even tell you the last time the Jags hadn't lost two in a row. But they got to win this week. Calais said after the week two loss, good teams don't lose twice, and they have not yet. We had the win-loss in the beginning, and then they went on a 4 or 5-game win streak and then kind of dropped a few in the end. But they've been pretty good at bouncing back, and most of their bounce-back games are monstrous wins. After losing to the Titans, they curb stomp the Ravens out in London 44-7, and they lose to the Jets, and they come back and beat the Steelers 30-9 at Heinz Field. They lose against the Rams, and then they came back and just I can't even remember. All I know is their four wins after losses, they curb stomp whoever they played. So hopefully the 49ers game was kind of a wake-up call to the Jags, because this is crunch time now. We're no longer in you can lose and it's okay. It's so after this week, it is win or go home. And I tell you what, I would not, I mean, as a fan and as a player, I would not want to lose in Jacksonville in this playoff game. That would crush the entire city, really, losing this game in front of a sellout crowd against whoever. You just don't want to, you don't want to lose that game. That's something that you definitely want. You want to win at home in front of your fans, get momentum going into the playoffs. But that's something, I guess, to kind of talk about for another day. The playoffs next week, it's not that far away, people. It's almost playoff time. Like I said earlier, at 10 a.m., they're releasing 3,500 more tickets for the playoffs. I believe they'll be probably starting at $52 plus fees. So if you don't have Jags tickets already, go get them, because the nosebleeds are not nosebleeds at Everbank Field. It's a very good kind of, it's a really good view from wherever you are in Everbank, because it's more of a flat stadium. But now I'm going to kind of go over to Twitter. I asked people to send me questions, and so far I have one. This comes from underscore Joshua Dixie. He asks, which Jaguar would you want to be on the cover of Madden 19? And that's a tough one. Richard Sherman had the Legion of Boom a few years ago, so I wouldn't mind seeing Jalen and AJ and guys like that. But if I had to pick one guy, that's tough. I'll give you three choices, and maybe I'll put it on a poll. I'm between Jalen Ramsey, Yannick Ngakoue, or Calais Campbell. Those are probably my three picks if I had to choose. Definitely somebody from the defense. I don't know, because Jalen would be phenomenal doing his shrug. Calais, obviously, doing the Saxonville slugger. Or Yannick Ngakoue, just dominating guys. I mean, all three would be very fitting candidates to be on Madden 19. If I have to choose, I feel like Calais would probably get it. Doing the Saxonville slugger on the cover, I think I could get behind that. So I guess my official answer would be Calais Campbell doing the Saxonville slugger. But that should just about do it for us here at Locked On Jaguars. This episode was brought to you by MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. As always, feel free to follow myself on Twitter at MistoCristofo, where I'm always tweeting bad content. No, it's pretty good, decent content, just bad takes. But you'll learn to love them. Follow my co-host who's not on the air right now, Zach Goodall, at Zach_Goodall, and the official Twitter page of Locked On Jaguars, at Locked On Jaguars, for all rumor news and just day-to-day hoopla. And feel free to leave a review on iTunes. That way we know if we can get better or not. Obviously, tell us what we're doing wrong, things that you'd like to hear, segments that you liked. And we're always striving to get better and bring you guys content. And then also, saving this for the end, I actually have some exciting news. Zach and myself have been officially credentialed to attend the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. So in a few weeks, I'll be up there. I'm not sure if Zach will be joining me, but I'll be up there interviewing some of the nation's top prospects. Definitely will be exciting. Definitely talk to guys like Mike Gesicki, tight end that I really like for the Jags, and I'll definitely try to get a word in with Heisman winner Baker Mayfield, quarterbacks like Mason Rudolph, and just guys like that. Also be at East-West Shrine Game down in Tampa, talk to linebacker that I personally like in Jason Kabinda from Penn State. We kind of talked about him after Zach and I went to Penn State and saw him against Nebraska, but Jason Kabinda will be a guy that maybe we can have on the show sometime if he would like to do that. I'm sure that'd be great. But that should just about do it for the Jags. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.